It was almost impossible for Duke and Carolina's first ever NCAA tournament meeting in the Final Four of all places to live up to the hype. But for 40 minutes Saturday night, it did. The Tar Heels and Blue Devils traded haymakers throughout the game, whipping the crowd of 70,000 plus in the Superdome into a frenzy. The game featured 12 ties and a whopping 18 lead changes before the final buzzer sounded. It was a game neither team lost, but which one team had to lose. Fortunately for Carolina fans, that team was the Blue Devils. The result marked UNC's second win over Duke in the span of less than a month, and one which somehow topped the euphoria of winning in Durham on March 5th. It would be easy for head coach Hubert Davis to rest on his laurels after the month he's had, but Davis said he knows the job isn't done.
When I talk about the noise and things that aren't beneficial to help us prepare, to help us practice, and help us play, I think dwelling on the two wins against Duke doesn't help us against Kansas. So we put that in a box to think about over the summer. But right now is a day, is a time of celebration, and then focus on preparing ourselves to play for a national championship against Kansas.
Carolina is in position to do just that thanks to another big-time second-half performance from sophomore guard Caleb Love. After Love had just 6 points at halftime, he exploded for 22 in the second half, including a dagger three-pointer over Duke's 7-foot center Mark Williams to give the Tar Heels a 4-point lead with less than a minute to go. Love and RJ Davis combined for 46 of UNC's 81 points, and Love said it all came down to trust between coach and players.
Coach puts the ball in me or RJ hands and tells us to make a play. RJ and me have been doing that all season, and so whoever has the ball, we both made great plays, and it just happened to be in my hands, and so I made the play, and then, you know, we came out on top.
Davis, who scored 14 of his 18 points in the first half, harkened back to the belief Hubert Davis had in him and the rest of the team before the Tar Heels had even played a single game.
I mean, it's crazy to think about. It's definitely a surreal moment. It just shows how much confidence and belief he had in us at the beginning of the year. He told us, you know, we're going to be in this position, so we might as well just tell our parents to book their tickets now to New Orleans. So, you know, looking back on it and now actually being in this position is something that, like, that I'll cherish forever. It's definitely a great feeling right now.
Up next, Carolina is faced with yet another impossible task in a tournament full of them. Coming back from the heavy emotions of Saturday night to play for the national championship just 48 hours later. In their way stand the Kansas Jayhawks, who dispatched Villanova in Saturday's first semifinal in a game where they never trailed. When asked about his team's readiness for that game, Hubert Davis was adamant in his answer.
That's easy. I mean, we're playing for a national championship. We, you know, one of the things that these guys have done a really good job at is celebrating a win, but also putting that aside and focusing on the tasks ahead of us. We have more than enough time to prepare for an unbelievable Kansas team, and playing for the national championship, if you're not motivated for that, you shouldn't be playing.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.